so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Want to let you know the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Baldwin, Alabama, Escambia, Florida, Santa Rosa, Florida, and Escambia, Alabama, beginning at 9:31 a.m. this morning and ending at 10:16 a.m. That is a severe thunderstorm warning for all of Baldwin, Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Escambia, Alabama as well. Baldwin, Alabama, Santa Rosa, Florida. All right. News Radio Pensacola. It's a weather day. We love weather days around here. So stay tuned to 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620 for all the latest news updates and traffic alerts. You can also download that app, and we're on newsradio923.com. But right now, you could go to ballingerpublishing.com and check out the latest edition of Pensacola Magazine that just came out. Malcolm Ballinger is in the studio. How you doing this morning, sir?
I was going to say good morning, but maybe I should say safe morning.
Yes, we're safe. We're here. It looks pretty dark out there.
Yeah, actually, it doesn't look too bad out there, does it?
Yeah, we'll make it.
Maybe the wind will blow it a little north.
Yeah.
It sometimes does.
There's something about being on this little, you know, Gulf side here where it's like, I don't know, the air from the Gulf just kind of pushes things up a little bit, you know. I think sometimes we miss a lot of the bad weather, and then it goes up to, you know, like Alabama and into Tennessee. Seems like Nashville has just really had some bad weather in the past, I don't know, 10 years. They had that major flood. Remember the major flood when all of downtown was flooded out? Yeah, they've had some bad weather there.
Well, we've had our share, too. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, true.
But let's be positive.
Yes, great weather over the weekend.
My lawn needs the rain.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the older I get, the more when the weather happens like this, I'm like, we needed this.
Yes.
We needed this. So what did you do this weekend? What did you get into?
Is it okay to sort of brag a little bit?
Sure, please do. It's your show.
I was in Slidell, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
My granddaughter graduated high school.
Oh, cool.
Which was a very proud day. And she is about to set off to Auburn's School of Engineering.
Very nice.
So I'm having to learn, I understand, War Eagle.
War Eagle, yes.
And I was asking Jeff in the green room, what exactly does that mean? Mm-hmm. And we talked about they have an eagle, they have a tiger. But anyway, I'm going to have to learn. Apparently, you say War Eagle.
War Eagle, yes.
Yeah,
when they're about to do the kickoff, you kind of extend the word war. So it's war. And then when he kicks it, eagle, hey. But yeah, if you ever go to an Auburn game, which I'm sure you probably will.
I probably will, yes.
When they fly that eagle around and he lands on the field and the crowd goes crazy, it's really amazing. It's like two official mascots for Auburn. You've got the War Eagle and then you got Aubie the Tiger. So it's a lot of fun.
So that was great.
School of Engineering, that's tough to get into. That's one of the best in the world.
Yeah, she's certainly doesn't take after her pop-up. She's very smart.
Right. Yeah. Well, congratulations. That's
well,
awesome.
Yes, I must say I was very, very proud.
Right. Right. Definitely. You should be.
Yes.
That's a great accomplishment. She will be set up going through that program. She will be good. Good to go. So Slidell, so you probably know where Plaquemine and
I had some
friends from Plaquemine.
In Mandeville. And lived in Covington for a while, so I'm very familiar with that part of the world. Used to drive that 3-mile bridge to New Orleans every day, as a matter of fact. I loved New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
It was wonderful. Wonderful to be able to go over the bridge into the suburbs where life was a little quieter. But if you want a little fun, you zoom on across the bridge and down to Bourbon Street.
Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't been to Slidell or Plaquemine or any of those places in a while. Have they grown quite a bit in the last, I don't know, if I've been there 20 years ago, 15 years?
Yeah. Most of the growth seems to be in the North Shore, Covington, and Mandeville. Absolutely. It was, when I lived there, it was almost a sleepy village, bedroom community for New Orleans. Now, it is huge. There's so many businesses, so much traffic. It is unbelievable how it's grown. Yes. But it's been 25 years since I lived there. Right. More than 25 years.
Well, we were hanging out there about the same time. That's funny. All right. So newest edition of Pensacola Magazine is on the shelves. You can go to BallingerPublishing.com and check that out. Also, Business Climate is out right now. Yeah, expansive growth in Northwest Florida. That is no joke. The annual real estate issue is out right now for Business Climate. Go to NWFLBusinessClimate.com for more information on that. I'm sure there's probably going to be an ad with my ugly mug on here in one of these magazines that we can poke fun at.
Well, actually,
still haven't taken a new photo yet.
Well, I think you are mistaken.
Oh.
If you go to, what is it, page?
Oh, there's that one, yeah.
Yeah,
page 36. Is that Business Climate or Pensacola?
56, I should say. There is the whole Motley Crue, actually.
Ah, there it is, yes. Okay, so.
And there you are, almost front and center.
Almost, right next to Andrew McKay. Now, I got to tell you about this picture. We had a day kind of like today. It was gray and dark, and it was perfect for a photo. We go outside, and it took us about 10 minutes to get everybody in this position that you're looking at here with everybody lined up where you could see everybody's face and head. And then as soon as they go to take the picture, the sun comes out bright as can be, and we're all – I don't have sunglasses on. Mm. I was just – I'm squinting like somebody just kicked me right in the stomach. So, yeah, I never have good photo opportunities here. I don't know why.
So, anyway, congratulations on your Crystal Award.
Yes,
the station's Crystal Award.
Yes.
And,
yes. Thank you. That I didn't do much to be a
Mary
part of that.
Mary is there, standing there looking very proud of her group.
Yes. So get Pensacola Magazine. You'll see that picture there. It's got everybody.
And I see that you have removed that chip from your shoulder.
Yes, I don't have that chunk out of my shoulder anymore, that old war wound. It's healed up nicely. I filled it in.
Although in the Business Climate, it does have the ad with...
Right. I knew it was in there somewhere. They keep running that ad.
Infamous prison photo of you.
That was me just waking up, not having any coffee. I was still shaving my head back then, so I had little to no hair. My five head was about a 5.5 to 6 head. So, not my best moment.
The business to a more serious matter, right. Business Climate magazine, we put out a real estate issue every March, April. Mm-hmm. And it's essentially to update people on what's happening in real estate and development in the Pensacola area.
Mm-hmm. Median home prices for each area of town. I like that. That's very informative.
Highlights some of the most popular areas in the area that, for instance, scenic heights, Pensacola Beach, Navy Point, just gives a little bit of information on those. So, it's actually somebody said to me last week, said that they really, really enjoyed it because although many people are involved in what's happening in downtown, it's very difficult to sort of bring it all together and understand the huge amount of development and what's moving forward in Pensacola. So it's a very concise. Mm-hmm. We try for it to be anyway. There's so much happening. It's very difficult to get it all down.
But I don't know of any other way to keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on here in Pensacola except for these magazines and your publications, really. And great articles. I've read a few of the music articles that have come through recently on the acts coming to town. Mm-hmm. And you've got some really talented interviewers and writers on your staff. So thank you for the work that you do. 437-1620. If you want to join the conversation, call or text to News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I've got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. Go to BallingerPublishing.com. Watch out for the storms. Drive safely. And we'll be right back after this.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Join Jim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, the Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7.
Let's have a rendezvous.
This week, Gretch Lyles and the Modern Eldorados take the stage at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, bringing country and rock and roll the way it used to be to Bands on the Beach. Plus, don't miss out on shopping at the Gulfside Market. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Radio Pensacola, what an ending. Yes.
Yes.
I did not plan that, but I will take that. News Radio Pensacola, and we're back. Malcolm Ballinger is in the studio. Pensacola Expert Panel, 437-1620. Text or call the show, 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you. The Art and Wine Festival was this past weekend. This upcoming weekend, we've got our first ever inaugural Navy Days coming up in Pensacola. This is going to be just a great time for everybody, I think. There's going to be a lot of people coming out for
this. Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity to mm-hmm. celebrate mm-hmm. the military, the Navy.
Yeah.
It was such an integral part of life in Pensacola.
It really
and the
is.
Economy, of course.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of integral parts of my existence here in Pensacola, the white Rolls Royce. Have we got a estimation of when that will be back on the scene where I can see that?
No, I understand it's still in the paint shop, yeah, but there'll be a, you know, I'm sure Jim will do a big grand reopening. No, that's right. Not the expression.
Unveiling.
Unveiling. Yes, yeah. That's the right expression.
Because we've hyped it up so much here on the show, I'm sure everybody in Pensacola is just chomping at the bit to know when this white Rolls Royce is going to roll back over there to Bayfront. I'm excited about it. I'm going to be there. I want to know.
Yeah, we'll take pictures and feature it in the magazine, I'm sure, and celebrate John Lennon's Rolls Royce.
Yes, 100%
should I say maybe. Allegedly?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100% positively, maybe it was his. And that's because they found some Beatles memorabilia in the trunk at some point. Is that kind of how that started?
And John Lennon did own a white Rolls Royce.
I've seen pictures.
Yes, so
yes,
it may well be.
Yeah.
It may well be our little brush with greatness.
Mm-hmm. But did he have it overseas or did he have it here in the States?
I don't know.
He might have had to float it over here if he had it over there. I don't know. Mm. How does that work? I'm sure they had the money to do that.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Good question, but there's lots of foreign cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I prefer to believe it's John Lennon's Rolls Royce.
I'll just go ahead and believe it. Why not?
Yeah.
There's no harm in it. There's no harm in just believing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and even if it wasn't, it's almost like being in a museum where you see sort of a replica or something of that time. You're like, well, maybe I'm not touching the actual piece mentioned here, but it's a part of history. You can be a part of it. So we're talking about that white Rolls Royce that's usually parked over there on Bayfront in front of what is now, I don't know what they call that restaurant now, South Market or something
South
like
Market.
That? South Market, yeah. I haven't been in there yet.
As a matter of fact, over the last couple of weeks, several people have said to me, what happened to Rolls Royce? Did you find out? And, of course, last Monday, we made the big announcement
right.
that it was in for a extensive paint job. So we'll keep you informed, as they say, if there's a grand unveiling.
Definitely.
I'm sure Jim will.
Oh, yeah.
He likes the publicity for his Rolls Royce.
Right.
He's become very attached to it, I think.
Well, he should. I mean, as long as I've been coming here to Pensacola years and years ago, that's the one thing I always remembered. I was like, oh, that white Rolls Royce looks so cool there on the corner. So it's kind of a landmark for me. So, you know, speaking of landmarks, we've got all kinds of median home prices to look at. If you're going around looking at homes, looking at areas of town that you want to settle in, we've got neighborhood spotlights in the new business climate. Definitely a diverse and dynamic city. Wow, we've grown over 500,000 people proudly call Pensacola home. That's a lot of people.
So. In the greater MSA, I guess. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Pensacola Magazine, I just want to make a quick mention of the main article, which is summer camps. So if you have any young children that you need to keep occupied during the summer holidays, then there are lots and lots of ideas for various camps, art camps, ballet, opera, education camps. Of course, children's chorus, Pensacola Little Theater.
Oh, yes.
Lots and lots of ideas to keep them occupied.
Yes.
Too many to mention, but just a few. Pensacola Mess Hall. Mm-hmm. That, I think, would be a very, very interesting experience for young people.
Yes, and Pensacola Parks and Recreation, they're always on the show. There's tons of camps, dance camps, and all kinds of stuff that you can get in through. So you
volleyball camp.
Yep.
City soccer camp. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 44th Annual Chip Bowes Championship Basketball Camp.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a big thing these days, particularly for young ladies.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was talking online the other day, and they said that they had just heard a high school basketball player, a male, do a three-point shot. And as he's releasing the ball on the three-point shot and waiting for it to see if it was going in, he just yells, "Caitlin Clark." You know, so it's not like Kobe or Michael, you know, it's Caitlin Clark. So the game has changed. Women's basketball is here to stay, I think. Caitlin Clark and others from this class have really opened it up, I think. So
I'm not a huge basketball fan, but I did watch a little bit, of Caitlin Clark, and I watched a little bit of people like LeBron James.
Right.
But did I detect that the ladies are a little bit more intense?
They are,
a little bit
actually.
More competitive than
they are. I think there's something about the men's basketball. There's sort of an ego, an air, almost like a stage presence that you have to put on, you know, for that role. But in the women's sports, it's like, I'm going to grind my teeth and I'm going to elbow and I'm going to get in there.
I'm
going to
knock you
up.
Out the way and I'm going to score.
Yeah. Yeah, so
good
maybe
for them.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why people are like, "Hey, this is real. I like this." There's no big egos there. It's just, I'm sure there's some trash talk though. Definitely, I know Caitlin Clark talks a little trash, but you have to.
Isn't that part of the game?
You have to. You have to stay in it. So, Pensacola's expert panel, News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We're informative, local, dependable. It's a Pensacola expert panel. We'll be right back after this last commercial break. Coming back with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Thinking about a side hustle? Why not turn your hobby into a home-based business with a home embroidery machine from Daryl's of Pensacola? Daryl's Sewing has many embroidery machines to choose from, and they have single-needle or multi-needle machines, plus plenty of thread and supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the drama in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, a commissioner threatening to throw a journalist out of the room, and then the follow-up conversation about whether she is a journalist and whether that's appropriate behavior by the commissioners, what freedom of the press really does cover. Also talked about Oprah Winfrey apologizing for her role in perpetuating a culture of weight loss, and former State Senate President Don Gates joined us for a campaign interview now that he's running for re-election. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. Got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. 437-1620. Join the show. You wanted to talk about wind supply. I haven't heard about this. Tell me about
this. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that Thursday night I went to the grand opening. And they have a beautiful new plumbing supply showroom. But what it really highlighted is that in Pensacola, obviously we have Navy Federal and we have the military. But beyond that, we have a huge amount of smaller entrepreneurial businesses that really make the difference in Pensacola. We have very few very large businesses, but we have a lot of smaller and medium-sized businesses that make the economy hum. And I was just very impressed. It was beautiful. Showroom, beautiful display, and they made everybody very welcome. We had a fun old time. But again, it highlights what is really at the heart of, I think, of business in Pensacola, the entrepreneurs that make things happen.
Right.
A little shout out.
Shout out
to Marty and all the other entrepreneurs.
Yeah, all the risk takers out there making it happen.
Yes.
Awesome. Malcolm Ballinger, thank you so much. BallingerPublishing.com. We'll be right back.
This is WNRP Golf Breeze Milton Pensacola, the recipient of the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for year-round community service.